You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Everybody, and welcome to episode number 5 of Spill Those Thoughts. This is the 5th week of Spill Those Thoughts. Every single time I record this, I'm like, how are we already at a different week? Like, I feel like it's like flown by, but at the same time felt like forever. But yeah, welcome to the 5th episode of Spill Those Thoughts. I am so excited and happy to be back for another episode. And again, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Leo, and this is my podcast, Spill Those Thoughts, where we literally just spill those thoughts. We talk about the most random stuff, whatever comes up to mind. And yeah, but if you've been here for the past 5 episodes, then welcome back. I am so glad to have you. And yeah, let's get right to it. First of all, I do want to say that I keep recording these so freaking late. So today is, again, Thursday, the night before I have to upload, because every single week I'm so freaking busy, so I can never get to recording it a little earlier in the week. So last week's episode was a little shorter than usual. Today's might also be just a little shorter than usual because I'm tired and I have to be up tomorrow at, okay, why is my phone not freaking unlocking? Okay, there you go. And I have to be up tomorrow really early for an event I have to go to at my college that I have to help out with. So probably won't be a long episode today, and that's, y'all might be happy that that's the case because y'all don't want to hear me talk for a whole hour. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, so I wanted to start this off today by talking about this morning. So I got up and, you know, did my usual waking up, you know, go brush my teeth, you know, get ready, all the fun stuff. And last night, because we are under a cold weather advisory. So last night when I got home from work, my parents were like, hey, because I usually just park my car in our driveway, you know, and yesterday my parents, when I got home, they were like, hey, put the car in the garage because if it freezes overnight, you know, so you don't have to be sitting in your car so freaking long in the morning waiting for it to defrost, this and that. Anyways, I wake up this morning, I go downstairs, I open the garage door, and I pull out with my car. Why is it freaking snowing? Like, what? Yeah, so we got like a little bit of snow. So it wasn't like snow to the point where like it was covering everything and everything was white. No, it was just like flurries, but it was so many flurries. Like, it was a lot. And I think it was like in the area where I live and like the center part of where like I live around this area, that it was really like the floors were like, it was snowing, because I know in some places it really wasn't that much. But yeah, and I was like, what if I don't pull out the driveway and I just go back to my room and go to sleep? I was very tempted to do that because I've been so freaking tired. I'm like, I need to sleep. Anyways, but yeah, so it was snowing, and on the way there, it was so pretty though, because when I'm driving, I love the rain. Hate driving in the rain. Hate it. I can't. And then also my car, the windshield wipers are perfectly fine. Well, okay, they're not. they work fine on my car. The thing though is like, so when they my so normal windshield wipers, they usually go from like the right to the left when cleaning, right? Like both of them. Why in the world do my windshield wipers open like a freaking, like if they're like a bus windshield wipers, like they open from the middle out. Like it's so freaking weird. So the one that on my side, on the driver's side, it basically doesn't clean like it's supposed to because it opens a weird way. So instead of wiping it nicely, it leaves like streak marks really bad. So when I'm driving and it's raining, I cannot see anything. Like it's so freaking bad. Okay, I can see to the point where I can drive, but like I have to be like squinting and like with like my, like I'm like leaning forward. I'm like paying attention so closely because it's like so bad. Anyways, but I love the rain. Don't like driving in the rain, but the snow, I also don't like driving in the snow, but it looks so freaking pretty when you're driving. Cause it's like flying kind of towards the car. So it's just, I don't know. It looked really pretty. I did want to go back to bed, but then the second I got to work, I sat down at my desk and I looked out the window and it's like, it was sunny. I was like, what the hell? What is going on? But, no, I need to move this. This is like gonna bother me. Anyways, so yeah, but it's freezing cold outside. It's like, let's check the temperature. It's so cold and it's supposed to be cold tomorrow too. And for that event, I think I'm supposed to be outside for part of it. Oh my gosh, I cannot. Yeah, it's 24 degrees, but it feels like 11. Oh my gosh. That is crazy. My back is hurting from not having. Okay, that's better. It feels like 11 and it's only, oh my gosh, the temperature is only going down. That is crazy. Honestly, I kind of like that. Here's the thing. I prefer winter. I was just talking about this. So I prefer winter over summer. Winter and fall over summer. And spring. But the thing, I like the cold weather more than hot weather. But I like how it gets darker later in the summer and spring. So if I could just have that switched over to where like it was cold outside, but it wasn't dark by 3 p.m., I would love that. But when it gets dark by like, it's like the sun's going down by like 3:40 something, then I'm like, what the heck, where's my day gone? But yeah, anyways, I mentioned that about the snow because it made me remember back in, I can't remember the actual year, but I think it was like 2013 or 2014, it was one of those two. But that was when we got here in Alabama, we got that big like blizzard. Like it was like, I'm talking like, I think it was like at least like 5 inches of snow or something. Actually, now that I think about it, let me search it up to see what it was, if my computer would load. Anyways, while this loads. Yeah, so we got a lot, like it was a lot of snow. And it made me remember 2014 Alabama. Sorry, give me 1 second. Alabama snow. Or blizzard? Should I put blizzard? Probably put blizzard. Alabama blizzard 2014. Yes. Yes, I think this is it. I think it might have been Snowmageddon. I think that's what it was. Something like that. I think it was 2014. It says January 28th, 2014. I'm pretty sure it was. But yeah. So yeah, it says up to 3 inches of snow, which honestly, it doesn't sound like a lot, but like that's a lot for us here. But it was a lot to the point to, so I think I was either in first or second grade. I don't remember. But I do remember I was in school, though, and I don't even know why they just didn't cancel school that day. So I don't remember if they delayed it or if they didn't or if they was just supposed to go on like normal. But I was in school, and then all of a sudden they were like, y'all are getting sent home early because it's about to snow really bad. And it was already snowing, but it wasn't like bad to the point where like it wasn't, you know, drivable or anything. It was just like, it was chill. But I think halfway through the day of school, it was like, oh no, this is getting like serious. Like, this is like an actual blizzard that we're going to get hit by. So they basically got us, they got the whole school, and they started, you know, telling parents, hey, come pick your kids up if you can. We're sending them home, but buses, I think, if I remember correctly, I don't think buses weren't going to send buses. So they were just literally telling the parents, hey, you have to come pick your kid up because we're not sending them out in the snow like this with buses, because it's dangerous to send all of those kids like that. So they basically got all the grades, and like they set us in the hallways in like lines and by like class. I think I'm like trying to remember, because I remember this day very vividly. But yeah, so they lined us up, and then I just remember sitting there like scared. I was like, oh my gosh, my mom's not gonna come pick me up. What the crap? Like, obviously I wasn't like, what the crap, this and that. I was probably being like, oh, I'm so scared, this and that. But the reason why I was scared is because they were saying that if your parents didn't come and pick you up, then you were just gonna have to stay the night at school. I was like, no, thank you. I am not doing that. That's not happening. But yeah, so I was just sitting there, and students' names were getting called. So-and-so, your parents are here to pick you up. And I was just like, oh my gosh, my mom's not gonna come pick me up. I'm being abandoned, and I'm being left here at school forever. But a couple names later, and I hear my name, I jump up. I'm like, yes, oh my gosh, thank you, mom, for coming to pick me up. And I remember walking out, and the teacher being like, be careful, we'll see you hopefully soon, this and that. And I hopped in the car with my mom, and we drove, and we got like 3/4 way to our house, and it got so bad that the car was like starting to slide. So we were like, my mom was like, we cannot keep going. Like, if even though we were like almost at the house, if we would have kept going, you know, we were just not going to make it to the house with the car. So we literally left the car like 3/4 way to our house. We like parked it in this like random street. It was like two or three streets down. And we parked it on the road, on the side, on like in the street. And we literally walked the rest of the way home. Like, I remember literally walking through the snow, and I remember being like, this is so freaking crazy. And then what's even crazier is that as we were walking towards our house, my pediatrician at the time drove by, and she recognized us and was like, oh my gosh, do y'all need a ride? And my mom was like, no, it's okay. We're literally almost there. We're just going to walk the rest of the way. But that was like, I was like, what the heck? Why are you out here in the roads? Like, no, why? But yeah. So, and then we walked the rest of the way home, and the car just stayed over there. And then my dad, I think, went and picked it up the next day or something. But yeah. So, and then all the kids who did not get picked up ended up staying the night at the school. And I don't even remember if it was one night or two nights. It could have been two nights, and I just don't remember. But they stayed the night, and I remember being like, thank you, I'm not staying the night. I know that's just not, that was gonna be so freaking scary. And then like everybody had to sleep on those like sleeping mats that you would get for nap time in elementary school. I was like, no, that's not happening. But then I remember whenever they gave us the yearbooks at the end of the year, there was pictures in that yearbook of those that night that they that all those kids stayed the night, and there was a lot of kids. Like they slept in the library. Like they put them all in the library and they slept in there all together. And then I saw pictures on there, and they like watched movies, they played games. I was like, what the crap, mom? Why'd you come pick me up? Like, I was jealous. But no, yeah, I remember that when I, every time I see this, every time there's snow or there's like some sort of advisory for like winter weather, that memory of that day, always comes to my mind, because it was just so chaotic and it was like, I don't know. But yeah, and ever since that, like, I guess blizzard, I feel like here in the part of Alabama where I live, there just hasn't been snow like that. Like, we always, and the thing is, so, because I live in, like, the central Alabama area. So, literally not too many weeks ago, the southern part of Alabama, like, literally down by the beach, like, it was snowing on the beach. Literally Snow on the Beach featuring Lana Del Rey by Taylor Swift. literally that song. But, oh, yeah. So it literally snowed on the beach. It was a lot of snow. And then a couple weeks after we came back from vacation, it snowed. And it did snow. It actually did snow quite a bit that time. But it wasn't so much. Most of it was up northern Alabama where they got a lot of snow. But then we always end up getting the, like, I call it mud snow, because it's like, it's enough snow for everything to be white, but it's not enough. So like, if you try to make a snowman, you get like your snowman looks like half mud, half snow, and with a couple leaves and twigs in it, you know, like it just like, we don't have like enough snow to make a nice snowman. And I think it has snowed a couple other times, because I know there's a picture, downstairs, here in my house, it's like framed of like me, my mom, and my dad outside, and this, like, we made a snowman. And I think it did snow quite a bit that time, but it just hasn't snowed like it did that one year in 2014, where it was like so crazy, and my mom had to go pick me up and all that stuff. But I personally love the snow. I love the winter. Yes, do I shiver so badly and get so freaking cold? Yes, but I feel like I'm a pretty warm-bodied person, so like my body heats itself pretty fast. Like, I'm not like a cold body person. So I can withstand the cold weather. When I was like smaller, literally I would, even if it was cold outside or if it was snowing outside, I was wearing shorts. You did not catch me wearing jeans or pants, like sweatpants or anything. Like, I hated, and I still don't like, I'm not a big fan of jeans, like blue jeans and stuff, but I'll wear them occasionally. But like a couple years ago, and when I was like in my like preteens and like kid ages, what were you call, like, I guess like between like the ages of like 5 and I guess like 13 or 12, I hated jeans. I don't think I hated sweatpants, just didn't like to wear them. But jeans, please do not put me in jeans. Like, I did not like them. So I would always be wearing shorts, my little khaki shorts. but I mean, now I wear jeans and stuff, but only if I have to. I'm still not the biggest fan of jeans. I prefer like baggier, like loose pants, like jeans, not jeans. Cargo pants, like style, kind of like that. I don't know. But yeah, so that this morning walking out and seeing the snow made me really think about that. And I was talking about that with my coworker. Talking about things about that I talked with my coworker, she mentioned how she wants to go to Disney World next year. Like, she's planning a trip with her boyfriend, and her parents and stuff. And we went on about like Disney and stuff because I have never went to Disney. I have never went to Disney World. I've never went to Orlando. Orlando. I've never went to Universal Studios. Like any of those theme parks, like the real good theme parks, have not went. Like I'm just not living life apparently. But I really, 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 really want to go to Disney World. Like so freaking bad. And I am gonna try. I'm gonna try to make it this year because I really, really want to go. And I think so. The thing about Disney World, because for me, obviously, Disney World is closer than Disneyland. Disneyland's like all the way in California. But either way, I think Disney World is better than Disneyland. But at the same time, it's really inconvenient because yes, there's four different parks, and there's so much to do. But that's the thing, though. There's four different parks and there's so much to do. Like, I feel like that's so overwhelming. Like, to go to Disney World, you have to be there for a couple of days if you want to go to every park and, like, experience it to the fullest, you know? And, I mean, the tickets are cheaper the more days you stay. I was looking at the tickets, the ticket prices, and like if you stay one day, they're like usually like 160 something per person, 180 something per person. But if you stay like 10 days, they're like 50 something dollars. So the more you stay, the cheaper they are. But then again, like there's different options where like you can get the park hopper option where like you can go between parks, multiple parks in one day, opposed to the standard ticket where it's like if you're going for 4 days, you can only if you go to the park one day, you can only go to that specific park that day. You can't go to the other parks, which adding the park hopper thing is like $100 extra. I'm like, what the crap? But yeah, and then if I do go, I would love to splurge to stay. To stay in the Grand Floridian, which is like their like really fancy hotel. That's like it's like the one by the like lake. But honestly, it's so expensive. But I really do want to go. And she was saying how she really wants to go too. But I've never went, and I really want to go to like the Star Wars land. I think it's called Galaxy's Edge, or I think that's the ride. I think the ride is Galaxy's Edge. I want to go to Star Wars, the Star Wars land. I want to go to Toy Story Land. I want to go to I want to make my own lightsaber. I want to make my own droid. What else do I want to do? I want to try the food. Oh my gosh, I want to try the food. I want to see like the big tree in Animal Kingdom from like Avatar. I really, really want to go. And then Universal. Okay, so for me, priority is definitely Disney World and then Universal Studios. If I go to Universal Studios, the main thing I will want to do is go to the Harry Potter stuff. Like, I really do want to go just for that. That or to visit the new park that they're opening this year. I forgot the name of the park, but it's the one that has like the four or five new worlds. I think it's four. It's the Mario World, the How to Train Your Dragon World, the new Harry Potter World, and the Villains World. So I really want to go just for like that, but like Universal really isn't like the main priority for me. It's more Disney World. But anyways, yeah. So moving on from that. Let's see what else is on my list of things to talk about today. Oh yeah, so the other night I went on a like little like karaoke night with some friends from school. And I sang, and it was like a restaurant kind of thing, but they do like karaoke every Monday. And I had never done karaoke like that, and I was kind of nervous, low-key. I was kind of nervous. But then I got up there and I sang Adele. Yes, I sang Adele. And it was so much fun because I felt so, like, good because everybody clapped at me. And they were like, woo, that was so good. I'm like, thank you so much. And then I sang, like, two other songs throughout the night. But, yeah, so I did karaoke night the other night, and it was so fun. Definitely recommend if you don't know what to do with your friends. I thought, okay, here's the thing. Because they said karaoke, and I thought that by that they meant that it was, like, I don't know if y'all know, like, those rooms. Like, it's, like, a private room, and you don't. Like, you're just in there with the group of people you're with. And then there's, like, a screen with, like, no. It was, like, just out in the open in the restaurant. And it wasn't, like, karaoke. Like, you pull up the video and, like, you sing along to the track. No, this was, like, they had, like, a live guy playing guitar and another lady singing. So, like, they had a little, like, live band situation going on. But they did have, like, the tracks where, like, if the song didn't involve, like, the guitar for the guy to play, they just, like, put a track for you. But no, yeah, so I did that, and that was actually really fun. But let's see, what else? Ooh, I need to sleep for, like, a straight whole week. I literally wrote that in my notes to talk about. I feel like no matter how much sleep I get, like, if I get a whole, like, 7 or 8 hours of sleep, I still feel so freaking tired. Like, I'm being so for real. Like, I still feel like I can go for another whole week of sleep. Like, if I literally close my eyes right now, I will fall asleep. Like, it's that bad. Like, today during my lunch break, I, like, ate my food, like, in, like, 15 minutes. And I reclined because the chair at my desk, it, like, goes back pretty far. If you, like, unclick the lever, it, like, lays down basically almost flat. But I laid down, and I fell asleep the rest of my lunch. I was, like, and then I woke up because I did set an alarm because I was, like, I am not sleeping through my lunch. I'm not sleeping past, like, when my lunch break is. And I woke up, I was, like, did I just fall asleep? Like, what the crap? And when I woke up, I was like, I hope I did not snore, because yes, I do snore a little bit. But yeah, and I just, like, I feel so tired. Like, it really does depend, though. Like, the thing, okay, because yes, I usually get home now around, like, 8 or 7, but this week I really haven't had anything to do after. So I've been getting home, like, around, like, 6-ish. So, but I still have to do stuff like homework, or, you know, obviously recording my podcast, or just other little things that I have to get done. And recently I've also been working on new music. Yeah, a little PSA for y'all. Yes, I've been working on some new music. I'm so excited. This is some of my favorite music that I've written and worked on. So stay tuned for that. Anyways, but yeah, so, like, I've been doing other stuff, so I don't end up going to sleep till, like, 10 or 11, which isn't a bad time to go to sleep at. I mean, it would be better if it was, like, 9 or 8, but that's just not possible, because that would only give me, like, 2 hours, an hour and a half to do everything. Plus, I still have to shower, do, like, you know, my night routine, and I always have to, like, pack my lunch the night before, all this other stuff. So I always end up going to bed at 11 or 10:30-ish. But I wake up at 6:30, which that is still, let's see, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. That's still 7 and a half hours of sleep, which I think is more than enough. Or no, it's just enough. Actually, not more than enough. It's just enough. But I still feel so freaking tired. Like, right now, look, I just closed my eyes, and, like, that feels so amazing. Like, I am, when I'm done recording this episode, I'm crashing. Like, it's that serious. But if I could, like, hibernate for a whole week and just sleep for a whole week straight, I probably would, because I am that freaking tired. But then that kind of leads me into the other thing I wanted to talk about is, so yeah, I'm tired, and the last thing I want to do is do more stuff than I need to. But then part of me has such huge FOMO. So even if I'm tired, I will hold that back and I will do other stuff because I do not want to miss out on things, you know? So it's like, yes, I'm tired, but I guess I'll sacrifice it just so that I can do this or go hang out, or I don't know, so I can study a little longer for this test. Don't even get me started on this, on test. I took a test the other day that I was not prepared for enough, and I might have almost failed it. Let's just say it's not a good grade. And I think part of that is also me feeling so tired, because not only do I have work, not only do I have work hours for school that I have to do, I also have, I'm in college, so I have classes that I need to do. I have tests that I need to study for, homework that I need to do. So it's all of that stuff just like piles up, and I just feel so tired sometimes. And I feel like it's so freaking much. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, I'm grateful that I have something to do and I'm not just doing nothing, you know? It makes me, in a way, feel productive, you know? And it makes me feel like I'm working towards something. But at the same time, it's like, it's so much every day. It's so hard to keep up with everything. And it's like, sometimes it almost feels like it's like I'm stuck in that almost like, not unhealthy routine, because it's not an unhealthy routine in any way. It's stuff that it needs to get done. But it's just like, I feel so like trapped in that of school, work, homework, sleep, wake up, school, work, homework, you know, that constant routine. But I was saying how, like, even if I'm tired, if I just feel like I cannot hold it, I will hold it, because if there's something that somebody's doing and they invited me to it or something, I'm gonna say yes, because I don't want to miss out. Even though I'm so freaking busy with all my personal stuff, I still want to be able to have a life, you know? And I guess it all just boils down to that, finding that sweet spot in like your work-life balance or work-life-school balance, which honestly should be life-school-work balance, in that order. Your life should always go first. Your personal mental health, your personal well-being, your life, everything outside of school and work should always be the number one priority. No matter how important your job is, or if like that's literally what's keeping you alive, like you're obviously your income and stuff, your personal mental health is always so much more important. And that's something that I have really grown to learn, especially working at my old job I used to work. I would stress out so freaking much about stuff, and I would come home and be like, oh, this happened at work, this and that. And I would get so fired up about something that happened at work, and I would bring it into my personal life, which was so unhealthy. Because what happens at work should stay at work. Once you clock out, that is not your responsibility. What you're doing at work is work only. Unless you have like a job where it's like, I don't know, for example, like if you're like, if you were like in marketing or something like that, that's something that I feel like if you're like marketing for a brand or you're marketing for a person or something, I feel like that's something that can carry out a little bit more, because like there's a sort of freedom with that, you know, like or a flexibility actually with that. There's certain jobs where flexibility and where flexibility is really, I guess, front and center. So like it's very easy for you to be able to go do all this extra stuff and enjoy your life and still, you know, work a decent amount and stuff like that. And yeah, I guess my job it's pretty flexible with the way that they help me out with my like scheduling for like school and stuff. But it's just the fact that obviously it's a full-time job, so I have to be there on the days that I'm expected to be there at the times I'm expected to be there. But like I was saying, it's really about finding that work-life balance. And obviously me with starting a new job, you have to kind of restart what you learned from the previous job, because they're, for me, for example, these are just two completely different jobs. Like I went from one thing and completely did a 360 to a whole different thing. But yeah, just learn to, if you had a bad day at work, leave it at work. If you had a great day at work, you can take it from work and be like, I had a great day from work, and carry that on to your day. Be like, I had a great day at work, so I'm going to have a great day. But if you had a bad day at work, don't carry it out and be like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day in general. No, try to redeem yourself. Once you clock out, try to redeem yourself and do things for you, especially when you had a bad day at work. Do things that make you happy. Do things that satisfy your needs. Do things that you will feel replenished and in a way kind of revive you from that horrible slump that you had at work. And of course, sometimes you don't have time in the week to do that. But if you're off on weekends, find designated times where you can reward yourself, because you deserve that reward at some point, because you've put so much work in. It's not fair to, even if you're, so like, if your job, for example, mine is very, you know, centered about how, you know, you have to focus on other people's needs, you know, I schedule patients. So you have to really focus on the other people's needs and what they want. So you get so caught up in that, that you forget about the things that you need personally. So if your job is like that, whenever, and every now and then, try to focus on yourself and what you need so that you don't get caught up on trying to make other people happy. And that's something that I struggled with, especially in high school. I was very focused on satisfying other people. If somebody was dealing with something and I was dealing with something, I would push my feelings aside and make sure that I gave my full attention to whoever needed it and whoever felt bad at the moment. So much so that I would hurt myself by not focusing on myself more and giving myself that attention and that mental help that I needed. So it was something really unhealthy that eventually I was like, hey, this is not okay. I'm not focusing on myself. And I know that sounds selfish, I guess, in a way, being like, oh, I'm only care about myself. No, like I still care about other people. And there's certain people in my life right now that, yeah, if something is going on, I'm going to put my stuff aside and help them out because they're important to me. But I would do it so much so to the point where it was like, if we knew each other but not like that, I would still help you out. And don't get me wrong, if I see somebody that is in need of help or anything, I'm still going to help them out. But I've learned to kind of balance it out and be like, hey, I can help other people out, but I need to make sure that I help myself out first. Because what's the point of trying to help somebody else if you're not good mentally yourself? Because you need to be 100% before you can be before you can help somebody else be 100%. I don't even know if what I'm saying right now makes any sense. To me, it's making sense what I'm trying to say. But yeah, so just learn to prioritize yourself in certain circumstances so that you do not end up hurting yourself. But yeah, I don't even know how that conversation even started. But let's move on, I guess, to the favorites of the week and the not so favorites of the week. We're going to start with the not so favorites of the week because there's really not that many. I only have one that I listed because it wasn't that bad of a week. But yeah, there was just one thing that came to my mind. And because I have to drive to work every single day. So my not so favorite of the week is traffic. Oh my freaking gosh. Traffic to go to work is insane. Like, I cannot freaking stand these people sometimes. And so, okay, the other day I was driving to work and I got on the exit toward to get on like the freeway or highway, freeway, whatever you call it. And right as soon as I entered the freeway, it was like stop, like complete stop. I was like, ugh, what is going on now? I was like, there's probably a crash or something, because I like pulled it up on like the Maps app and I saw that that whole entire like part was just red and then there was yellow. I was like, there's probably a crash. This is going to take freaking forever. It did. I sat there for like 10 minutes on like this super slow moving traffic. And then when I got to my exit, it turns out that there wasn't even a freaking crash. There was nothing. The only thing that was there was this one of those signs that they have, and they were just moving every car to one freaking lane. But there was nothing in the lane that they were moving people from. Anyway, so it was causing unnecessary traffic. But then the thing about it is like, sometimes, so if there's like an accident or something, or yeah, so like if there's an accident and it's completely out of the way from the road, so like you can pass by very well, but people like stop and look over and they're like, oh my gosh, what's happening, this and that. So it makes all this traffic happen, and I can't stand it. And the thing is, so I sometimes like traffic, because so if I'm having like a bad day and there's traffic, I will get mad. Like, why this? It's like the cherry on top to make me mad. But if I'm having a good day and there's traffic, this is so weird. I enjoy it because that means I get to like play music for a longer amount of time and I get to sing in my car for a longer amount of time. Because I love road trips. I love going on road trips, and I know this is really like an unpopular opinion, but I like long car rides. I personally do, because it gives me time to shuffle through my playlist and listen to music. And that's something that I really like, is going through, like if I have my playlist, I use Apple Music, and I have my main playlist, and I have, let's check how long this play. I have been adding to this playlist for years. And let's see how many songs are on this playlist. This is like my main everyday playlist. I have 1,755 songs, 102 hours and 29 minutes of music in this playlist. But the thing is, like, there's so many songs that there are songs in here that I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I even listened to that song, or I had that song added. So like, I like listening to my music on car rides or when I'm driving, and then occasionally getting that one song that's like, oh, I haven't listened to that song in so long. But yeah, but if there's traffic and I'm having a bad day, ugh, do not like it. Anyways, that's like my one not so favorite of the week. Let's move on to the favorites of the week, because I have a couple. First and foremost, Miss Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet Deluxe. Oh my freaking gosh. I have had 15 minutes on repeat. That song is so freaking good. It's like Juno 2.0. So it's so freaking good. And I love Juno. Give me one second. I gotta fix myself. I'm like, I'm obviously sitting in my bed, but I started fully sitting and now I'm like almost fully laying down. I don't know how that, I'm like sliding down more and more. Anyways, yeah, so Short and Sweet Deluxe, so freaking good. Such, it just, it made the album even better. I already loved Short and Sweet. Love it more now. I will say though, Please, Please, Please featuring Dolly Parton, that's a question mark in my opinion. It's not bad, but like it just doesn't sound right. If you listen to it, it sounds like they were on two completely different planets and they just like put something together and called it a day. Don't get me wrong, love Dolly Parton, love Sabrina Carpenter, two queens, but I don't know where they went wrong there. But everything besides that, so good. 15 minutes. What's the other one? It couldn't make it any harder. The title. But the song itself, so freaking good. Literally almost sounds like Hopelessly Devoted to You. I was like, wait, what is this? This literally sounds like that song. But that's so freaking good. Busy Woman, so good. And Bad Reviews, oh my gosh, Bad Reviews, so freaking good. No, but yeah, and then I really want to get the Short and Sweet Deluxe vinyl. I'm going to get a sip of water. If you have your water with you, take 5 big sips of your water with me. Come on. Okay. Stay hydrated. I'm going to make that a routine of every episode. Reminding y'all to stay hydrated because water's good for you. Anyways, but yeah, I want to get the vinyl because I love the deluxe cover. Such a good cover. So if I can get my hands on that vinyl, I will most definitely get it. My second favorite of the week is my new shoes, my On Clouds. I got these like, my throat's starting to close up. I've been talking for quite a bit. I got these a couple of weeks ago it was a present from my brother-in-law and my sister for starting my new job. But I forgot to mention this as a favorite of the week a couple weeks ago, and I just remembered today, but I freaking love those shoes. Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Ramon. I love my shoes. I wear them to work almost every day. Not every day because I don't want to be wearing the same shoes every day. So I like swap them out with my other On Clouds. But they're like white. And I've never had like white shoes like these. Obviously, I've had like Air Forces and like other kinds of stuff. But not like, I've never had like, I guess, comfortable, like leisurely shoes like these in the color white. So good. Love them. So freaking comfortable. They literally feel like you're walking on clouds. 10 out of 10. That's my second favorite of the week. I put down as my third favorite of the week, getting in my bed. Right now, after I'm done with this, I'm going to, you know, get this downloaded, transferred, uploaded to my podcast distributor. Going to bed. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I do not appreciate it enough. Do not say how thankful I am to get in bed every single night. So good. Ugh. Love getting in bed. So that's like top favorite of the week. My final favorite of the week that I wrote is one that I am so excited for, one that I am going to let you guys in on, because it is that freaking good. And it is this place that my coworker actually got me onto. It is called Cookie Fix. Ugh. Oh my gosh. It's like crumble, but make it good and affordable. And do not get me wrong. Crumble is not good. I did not state that right. Don't get me wrong. Crumble is good. Some of their cookies, at least. But I'm talking about that strawberry pretzel cookie they had that one time and they haven't brought it back. That cookie was amazing. Anyways, Crumble is expensive. And sometimes not the best and really sugary. Cookie Fix? Oh, my goodness. So I was at, when was it? Wednesday. I think, yeah, it was Wednesday. Yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It was yesterday. I have class. I have classes on Wednesday, so I leave early from work and then come back after my class. And when I came back from my class, my coworker had went and got Cookie Fix, and she brought me back a cookie. And it was a, I think it was peanut butter dark chocolate. Oh my gosh. And the I don't like peanut butter like that. But that cookie, oh my goodness, it was so freaking good. It was so thick. Like, it was literally, oh, it was like so thick. It was so freaking good. It was rich. It was chocolatey. It was just the perfect, perfect taste and consistency and texture. So good. And each of their cookies, I think, are like $2.50. And they're a decent sized cookie. They're not super huge to the point where it's too much. And they're not too small to the point where it's not enough. And you can get them in packs of like five, however many cookies you want. You can fill up a box, basically. It's so freaking good. And I think they have multiple locations in the Alabama area where I live and in Alabama in general. I don't know if they're like out of the state. They might be out of the state. I don't know. But it's so freaking good. I cannot recommend anymore. It's just, if you like crumble but you think it's too expensive, go to Cookie Fix. So good. And they have rewards. So like every 40 points, I think, or something like that, you get a free cookie. I think it is. Don't quote me on that. But every however many points, you get a free cookie. And I think you get a free cookie on your birthday. My birthday is coming up. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I will be recording a birthday episode, so stay tuned for that. My birthday is like in 2 weeks. Ugh, that's crazy. I'm turning 19. My last year of my teens. Ugh, that's insane. Oh my gosh. That's so weird. I cannot believe I'm like almost 19. That's insane. Anyways, but yeah, so they give cookies, rewards and stuff. Anyways, that just made me think about how I need to remember to, on my birthday, like my birthday week or something, I guess, or I think some are even do birthday month, to go claim my free gifts at all these different places I have rewards for. Cause I want my free stuff. Hey, if you're giving it out for free, I'm gonna take it. But yeah, anyways, I think that is enough talking for today. I think that is enough spilling of our thoughts for today. I hope that you guys have had a great week. We are here. It's Friday. Let's end the week off amazing. Obviously, you're already ending off your week amazing by listening to this podcast. Thank you so freaking much for being here. I hope you guys have had a great weekend. I hope y'all are going to have a great, oh my gosh, not weekend. Sorry. I'm like falling asleep. I hope you guys have had a great week. And I hope that you guys have a great weekend as well. And I can't wait to be back next week for a new episode. Remember, I upload new episodes of Spill Your Thoughts every Friday, at 11 a.m. And it's always just random, spontaneous talk. Sometimes I go on and on about the same thing for almost an hour. But yeah, so thank you so much for being here. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Have a great night. Whatever time you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this. Yeah, so I guess I'll see you all next time. Thank you. Bye.